Proclamation number 5992 of 4th of July, 1954. Effect of a striving person on otherworldly souls. Increased spiritual striving will always have a redeeming effect, for both the person's own soul as well as the souls in the beyond which surround him accept light, because the will directed towards God secures light and strength for the person's own soul, and thereby the path to God is also shown to the souls in the beyond, which they therefore pursue because it lies brightly and clearly before them. A person on earth who only ever endeavors to do God's will, who therefore consciously strives towards Him, will always be surrounded by weak, needy souls who want to draw strength from Him, who is recognizable to them through bright light and who also radiates strength as soon as His thoughts are love-filled and helpful. Weak souls in need of help hope for help from Him and are therefore always close to Him. Every thought now which is turned towards God, every thought which is spiritually directed, is recognized as a spark of light, and they attentively follow all of the human being's thoughts and his endeavor, his earthly activity. And they take it as an example and strive for the same. They, too, now turn their eyes upwards, they seek the same aim. And the human being is redeemingly active, albeit unconsciously. And the prayer for the deceased, the mental dwelling with the unredeemed souls, which calls them and lets them participate in the good influence on the soul around him, is then particularly effective. A person's thoughts do not remain hidden from those souls if they are spiritually directed, and thus the souls which are capable of change and willing are always summoned. For this reason, however, the forces are also at work which want to prevent redemption. Therefore, the spiritually striving human being will often be harassed, and the forces of darkness will try to confuse his thoughts, to hold him back from spiritual striving because they fear losing many souls at the same time. And therefore the spiritually striving human being will not be spared days of inner struggle, of hours of inner hardship and weak faith, yet these will not last long because the opposing forces will soon be displaced again from above. Because God always helps those whose striving is meant for Him. And if only the human being often remembers the souls which hope for help from Him, then his will of salvation will be manifested and he will always receive strength to lead himself and his flock of followers upwards. He will not need to fear becoming a victim of those dark forces. After every temptation he will always more eagerly seek to reach his aim, for all those to whom he did good, all those to whom he sent loving thoughts, irrespective of whether on earth or in the spiritual kingdom, will stand by him, and thus he will never slacken but be active for the benefit of his surroundings, because God is his aim as long as he still lives on earth. Amen.